It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening and welcome, everyone. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're back in Delhi, Delaware Academy tonight. It's the second round of the Class C Boys Basketball Tournament. It's 2-seed Delhi hosting 7-seed Moravia here tonight. Want to welcome you into the Butler Auto Tip-Off Show. Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Kmart Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. The atmosphere here tonight is electric, folks. We have a lot to talk about. There's a long tradition with a lot of teams in our area playing Moravia and losing to Moravia. So I think Delhi is super excited to get this chance here tonight to take on the Moravia Blue Devils. And they always bring a tough brand of basketball to town, as do all the IAC schools. I love this time of year because the IAC always brings just really good, tough, physical, hard-nosed teams into sectional play. And the MAC has to be at their best, quite frankly, to beat the IAC teams. Green and the Delhi boys are the only MAC teams we have left. Green is the 4-seed, Delhi the 2-seed. We'll see if they can get through tonight. Delhi hosting Moravia, and Green, the 4-seed, is hosting Groton, the 12-seed, who upset Unitigo, the 5-seed, on that ridiculous, pretty much a three-quarter court heave at the buzzer to win that game. So it's already been a wacky and crazy sectional tournament, as we always expect. We'll take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Delhi and Moravia boys tonight, it's going to be a battle on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lund with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. The Delhi student section has outdone themselves once again here, folks. Tonight they're calling it the basketball. Two separate words, as in a winter ball, a formal. So all the students are wearing dress clothes tonight. I'm loving it. I'm seeing suits. I'm seeing fancy dresses over there. You know they're going to be loud and proud. And I certainly appreciate it. Here in Delhi, I'm up on a little perch kind of above one of the doors, and I'm up above the stands as well. And they came up here and they put Nate's Nest, a big sign, here where I'm sitting tonight. So I appreciate that. Always treat me really, really well over here. So I'm excited to be here for this matchup. There's a lot of games going on tonight. There's two games in Class B that we're keeping an eye on. This is all boys tonight. The girls play tomorrow. Oneana's playing Waverly tonight. Norwich is playing Whitney Point. So we're keeping an eye on that. In Class C, Green is playing Groton. We're keeping an eye on that game. The other two games still in the bracket, Watkins Glen and Union Springs, Newfield and Cander. So we're down to the Elite Eight in Class C. Same for Class D. Margaretville's at Marathon, Jefferson's at Richfield Springs, Hunter Tannersville's at Edmiston, Davenport's at SK. So we're keeping an eye on those games as well. Those are all the games involving our local teams here tonight. So later on tonight, you're wondering who advanced. you're filling out your bracket, go to WCDOsports.com. It's all courtesy of SFCU. You can look at my Twitter page there, and you'll be able to see who won tonight's games, who's moving on to the semifinals, which will be next week. We don't know the game times for next week yet. I know that's always right on everybody's mind. We do know that the Class D games will be at SUNY Oneonta. The Class C games will be at Cortland for the semifinals and the finals. Now, everyone always says to me, Nate, why do we have to go all the way out to Cortland if you're from Delhi, if you're from Green, if you're from anywhere in our neck of the woods? This is basically what the Section 4 has told me. Class C, there's more teams in Section 4 and Class C that are out by Cortland in that area, all the IAC teams. So they put the games out there. In Class D, they put them in Oneonta because we have more D teams in this neck of the woods. So they're trying to make it a little bit easier on some people, some parents, some fans in terms of having to drive. Now, I agree, Cortland's in Section 3. It's not even in Section 4, but if you've gone up there, it's a beautiful facility, great place to play, great place to watch a game. So I'm 100% okay with it being there. So that's where the semifinals for C and for D will be next week. So we're going to keep an eye on all of those games. But before we get there, we have Moravia and Delhi tonight. Moravia the 7 seed, Delhi the 2 seed. If you remember Moravia, they are always a thorn in the side of teams from our neck of the woods. Sydney, their great team with Nick Mino a couple of years ago, went out to Moravia, lost in sectionals. Moravia won a state championship a couple of years ago after knocking off Cooperstown in the regional round. And then once again, the next year, we're doing a radio game between Moravia and Cooperstown. Cooperstown's up 25-2. Moravia comes back and wins that game. The Blue Devils do not quit. So no matter what happens here tonight, I think Delhi's going to have to fight through to the final buzzer. So we're going to take a break. It's our Butler Auto pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Kmart Plaza. Don't forget, too, folks, today was the opening round of the New York State Wrestling Championships up in Albany. During our halftime report, we'll let you know we have six local wrestlers that have made it to the semifinals and are still alive for a chance at getting a state championship. So we'll talk a little bit more about that at halftime as well. I do not want to disrespect those guys. They have worked their butts off, and they're in the state tournament this weekend. So I want to make sure that we recognize them at halftime as well. We'll take a break. Delhi and Moravia. And when we come back, we'll pause for the national anthem here, and we'll be back from Delaware Academy tonight. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Make good use of your tax return and get your family in a safe, reliable vehicle from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have the biggest selection around with over 160 to choose from, including over 50 2018 and 19 models. And Butler Auto Sales has credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. Fill out a credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Hi, this is Patrice from Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. A trip to the pharmacy usually means lots of waiting, time none of us have. We understand that at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. That's why we pride ourselves on filling your prescriptions fast. In fact, it's usually ready when you arrive. We are happy to answer all your questions about medications and your family's health issues. We also have a nice selection of greeting cards, health and beauty products, vitamins, and a new line of Ananda Professional CBD products. So don't waste time standing around waiting and waiting. Switch to Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. I think you'll be glad you did. Brown's Pharmacy is on Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you tonight. The atmosphere here is electric at Delaware Academy. They're going 1996 Bulls on us here, folks. They've turned the lights off for starting lineups for Delhi. They got the spotlight out. And as each player comes out onto the floor, they're going to have that spotlight on them. Not something that they've done during the regular season. I think it's really, really cool that they're doing this. Must be they're getting the music queued up here as we get set here for this second round sectional basketball game between the Delhi boys and Moravia. Delhi is the 2 seed. Moravia is the 7 seed. And I don't know, maybe some technical difficulties here. We'll see. Moravia has already had their starters come through, so we're waiting for Delhi. And the crowd is loving it. Oh, yeah, they're going with the 96 Bulls warm-up music here that Jordan and Pippen and all those guys used to come out to. If this doesn't get you fired up as a sports fan, nothing will. Here we go. Tyler Bruce coming out first here for the Delhi Bulldogs, the senior wearing number 2. The last game on his home floor here. We're going to take you through all of these, folks. Ty Bruce, of course, his sister Logan won a state championship. Tyler trying to do the same this year for Delhi. Next up is Mike Griswold. He's coming through. Griswold also a senior. He's in the starting lineup tonight. Not normally in the starting lineup, but here he is. And Logan Akins stepping in the junior. He's had a fantastic season here wearing number 5. And next up we'll have the man, the MAC MVP, number 10, Alex Haith, the junior. Great three-sport athlete, football, basketball, and tennis here for the Bulldogs. Finally, number 40, the big man, senior Rich Lalash. And the student section is loving this here. The spotlight coming out on the boys here. They've turned the lights off in the gym. The atmosphere is fantastic for this one between Delhi and Moravia. Let's run you through the Moravia starters for head coach Corey Langtree. Of course, head coach Warren Kelly for Delhi. They start with junior number 11, Josh Cespedes. They also have junior number 3, Justin Pettit. They have junior number 12, Ryan Robbins. Senior number 25, Deegan Silvacool. And senior number 10, Gavin Staten. Can't say it enough, folks. This is a Moravia program that knows how to win. Won a state championship 2 years ago. I believe it was 2 years ago. And they're a team that just always seems to find a way. Moravia is in the visiting gray uniforms with the black, and it's almost a Carolina blue trim, says Moravia across the front of the chest. Delhi's in the home whites with the maroon trim, and it says Delaware Academy in maroon lettering across the front of the uniform. Always fun when two teams get together that they don't really know a whole lot about each other. I'm sure they've scouted. I'm sure they've filmed. And here we go. It will be Alex Haight doing the jumping here for Delhi. It'll be Deegan Silvacool for Moravia. We're underway. Delhi wins the opening tip, and they're going right to left. And Ty Bruce scouting things out to see what Moravia will throw at them on defense. Here is Alex Haight, top of the key. Haight dishes one now for Griswold. Griswold in the starting lineup tonight. Luke Brannigan is on the bench here tonight. And we'll have a turnover by Delhi, but it's going to be a traveling violation on Moravia near midcourt. Diving for the ball, slid across the midcourt timeline. They called it a travel. And so Delhi will get it back. Student section in full force tonight for DA. Delhi going right to left. Nate Law with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream courtesy of SFCU. Here's Ty Bruce in the paint. Down low for Lalage. Up and under, and it's good for Lalage. Listen to that crowd, folks. They're fired up for this one. Early 2-0 lead for Delhi over Moravia. Moravia, their first look on offense tonight. They'll look for Ryan Robbins. Robbins at the top of the key will dish one off to the far side for Sovacool. Sovacool in the paint. Goes left side. A three for Justin Pettit is in and out. Rebound for Delhi. And an outlet pass ahead for Griswold. Griswold to the left side. Into the corner for Akins. Akins on the baseline. Again, Delhi going right to left on your radio dial. 6:50 to go in the first quarter. Delhi leading 2-0 over Moravia. Second round of sectionals. Bruce into the paint. Layup is good for Ty Bruce. And Bruce makes it 4-0 for Delhi. And they're putting on some full court pressure. Moravia is across the midcourt timeline. They'll get into the paint, taking it right to the hoop. They missed the layup there. Up and under for Gavin Staten, and he couldn't get it to go. Delhi a rebound. Back across the Bulldogs logo at midcourt. And now they go to the left side, looking for Griswold. Griswold comes off a screen, but he traveled. 6:22 to go first quarter. Delhi off to a good start, leading Moravia by a score of 4-0. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer. He's back in our Sydney Main Street studios. And Moravia now going left to right will bring it up the floor. Moravia with Gavin Staten to the high post. Will work one to the far side. Blue Devils will get it into the paint. And they'll dish one off. Left side again here on the baseline. We're going to have a charge called as Gavin Staten was trying to get baseline position. And Ty Bruce planted his feet, absorbed the contact, and takes a charge. First foul of the night on either team, and first personal on Staten. 6:05 to go in the first quarter. It's a 4-0 lead for the Delhi Bulldogs. Full court pressure from Moravia. Delhi easily breaks it. Haight will dish one off here. Pull-up jumper is good for Logan Akins. That makes it 6-0 Delhi with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. Moravia trying to answer, looking for that crucial first bucket. We're going to have another charge call on a push-off. Not sure I agree with this one. Staten, that's going to be his second, team's second. He got into the paint there, pushed off, and was whistled for the charge. Moravia not pleased with it. They'll call a timeout. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 5:50 to go first quarter. Delhi 6, Moravia nothing on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otego is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otego on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otego, 988-9264.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Out of the timeout, a 6-0 lead for the Delhi boys over Moravia. A backdoor pass. Griswold lobbed one up for Haight, and he put it in for his first bucket of the night. Delhi leads 8-0 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. Left side now for Moravia. Blue Devils still looking for that first bucket. They kick it to the left side corner for three for the Blue Devils. In and out. Lalage going for the rebound. Out of bounds. Last touch by Moravia. Going to go back to DA. I can't tell you how important it is this late in sectionals when you can get a home game against somebody so far away like Moravia. I actually followed the Moravia bus over from Treadwell to here. And, I mean, that's just a long drive. When you think about it, Moravia's on the other side of Cortland. They probably had to come to Cortland, down 81 to Whitney Point, over 206, through Green, through Bainbridge, up 88, probably got off in Unadilla, went to Franklin, had to go through Treadwell just to get here. I mean, you're talking two and a half hours to get off the bus an hour before the game and try to play this. So I think that just gives the home team so much an advantage in these games. Delhi working the ball down low to Rich Lalage. He's fouled. Count it. And he's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. Delhi's up 10-0 with 4:55 to go in the first quarter. I hate to say it, folks, but this reminds me so much of when Cooperstown in regionals jumped out to a 25-2 lead over Moravia at the arena in Binghamton, and Moravia came back and won that game. It was probably one of the craziest things I've ever seen. And here's Lalash to the line for Delhi. Can't get this shot to go, but it's still a 10-0 lead for Delhi. They've jumped all over Moravia here in the early going. 4:50 to go in this first quarter. Moravia with the basketball. They're in front of the Delhi bench, into their own offensive end of the floor. Sovacool loses it, out of bounds, back to Delhi. Blue Devils just have no rhythm right now. A couple of early fouls have really flustered them, and some good Delhi defense. So DA with the basketball in the backcourt. Over the midcourt timeline with Griswold. Griswold back to Ty Bruce, the leader here of this team. Bruce to the left side as Delhi goes right to left. Bounce pass for Haight in the corner on the baseline. Haight looking for some real estate. Floats one back out to Bruce. 15 on the shot clock. Bruce chest pass far side Griswold. They work it inside. Intercepted though by Moravia. Good defense. And back up the floor they come here with Sovacool. Sovacool, nice killer crossover, gets down low, up and under move, it won't go. Ball loose on the floor, scooped up here by Delhi. Griswold floats one ahead for Logan Akins, and now to Rich Lalash, and we'll have a foul, I believe, here on Moravia. Yes, that was a 50-50 ball there between Lalash of DA and Connor Funk, who's in now for Moravia. Funk's going to get whistled for the foul. The fouls are not going well right now for Moravia. I kind of feel for him. With 4 minutes to go in this first quarter, that's the first on Funk and the fourth personal on Moravia. None on Delhi so far. Delhi leads 10-0 over Moravia here in the second round of the boys' Section 4 Class C sectional tournament. And to the high post now for Bruce. Bruce dribbles it back out. Bruce to the right side. Gets into the paint, little up and under for Bruce. Can't get it to go. Lalash is there, and his putback won't go. Blue Devils a rebound. Lalash wants that one back. And can the Blue Devils find their first bucket of the night? Left side of the floor now for Moravia. They'll dish it inside here for Funk. Little up and under. Hits it and he's fouled. Connor Funk finally breaks the ice here for Moravia with 3:35 to go in the first quarter, and he's looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And so this will be Moravia heading to the line. Again, you got to feel like after that long bus ride, it's going to take them a while to get their legs underneath them here. Shot off the back of the rim and no good. So it remains Delhi 10, Moravia 2 as Funk misses that foul shot. Here's Haight in transition. Into the paint, pull-up jumper for Haight is good. Haight just danced his way into the paint, hits that jumper, and it's 12-2 with 3:20 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Moravia. Working the ball to the left side. Intercepted here by Delhi. Passing one ahead here for Ty Bruce. Bruce up and under off the glass. Oh, it just rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound for Moravia. And another easy one that Delhi would want back. 3:05 to go in the first quarter. It's 12-2. And now a steal by Haight at midcourt. He's all alone. Haight down the left side. Wants to go in and lays it up and in. And Haight now with 6 points. Moravia takes a timeout as Delhi has jumped out to a 14-2 lead over Moravia. Listen to that crowd. With 2:55 to go in the first, we'll be back on CDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 2:55 to go in the first quarter. It's Delhi 14 and Moravia 2. A heck of a start here tonight for the Bulldogs in the second round of the Class C sectional tournament. Moravia with the basketball to the top of the key, working against this tough Delhi defense. Right wing side three for Moravia off the back of the rim and no good. Sovacool going for a rebound, can't get it. Rebound from Akins on that missed shot there from Justin Pettit. Delhi with the ball, left side for Bruce. Bruce off a screen, into the paint, dishes one for Haight. Left side corner for three, bang! Flapjacks on a Ferris wheel for Alex Haight. He's got nine. And Delhi can't miss right now. 17-2 with 2:20 to go in the first quarter. Left side of the floor now for Moravia. They take it inside. And we're going to have a foul on the floor. I believe this is going to be on Delhi. Yes, it is, as they were fighting through a screen. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. 17-2, Delhi on top of Moravia. What a start for the Bulldogs. Moravia will look to get it into the corner. Foul was on Alex Haight, his first, and the team's second. Other foul for Delhi here in the first quarter was on Logan Akins. So Moravia with the basketball. Sobacol will put it into the top of the key. And Moravia just trying to work it around here. 25 on the shot clock. They go right side, trying to take it to the interior. Now they'll dish it out. They're looking for that three-point shot. They've passed up some easy looks to try to dish it back out for three. Here's Sobacol. Pull-up jumper, good. Rattled it in. Sobacol makes it 17-4. Delhi on top of Moravia with a 1:50 to go in the first quarter. The MAC champions, the Delhi Bulldogs, saw them last Friday defeat Green in that championship game. Right side of the floor now for Ty Bruce. Bruce comes off the screen. One-handed pass to Akins, left wing side. Now working one for Preston Van Wee, who's into the game for Delhi. Back to Bruce. With 90 seconds to go, first quarter, 10 on the shot clock. Bruce, chest pass, left wing side. Now back for Logan Akins. For Bruce, backdoor pass. Good look there on a lob for Rich Lalash. Works one back out. Akins, three on the shot clock for three. Won't go. Haight with a rebound. Lost control of it. Slipped through his fingertips. Rebound for Moravia. 17-4. Delhi on top of Moravia. 1:05 to go in the first quarter. Blue Devils with the ball. Left wing corner for three. Too strong. Rebound DA, and they're looking to run. Here's Haight down the left side of the floor. Haight steps through. Going to be a charge. No, a block. Thought they were going to return the favor there, but it will be a block on Moravia with 58 seconds to go in the first quarter. And will this send Haight to the line? Yes, they'll say he was on his way up. So Haight will be going to the line. Delhi's going to bring in three subs, and I think this is Warren Kelly just trying to protect some of those starters. Make sure they don't pick up a silly foul late in the quarter. This will be Haight to the line for shot no good for Alex Haight. Actually, it's just going to be two coming in. You'll have Josh Baxter coming in as well as Hunter Sanford. Lalash to the bench. Akins to the bench. And so stepping back in, Ty Bruce also to the bench. Yeah, so Griswold did come in. Excuse me there. Bruce went to the bench. Haight's second shot rolls in. Boy, shooter's touch there for Haight. He has 10. And Delhi leads 18-4, 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Sobacol across the midcourt timeline in front of the scorer's table now for Moravia. Picks it up, bounces to the top of the key, and to the left side, inside for Cespedes. Cespedes back to Sobacol, left side corner for three. It's an air ball, rebound for DA with 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Back across the midcourt timeline for Griswold. Griswold, chest pass, finds Haight. Haight on the baseline. Pulls up, goes to Van Wee, good ball movement, but Sobacol with those active hands knocks it out of bounds. 27 seconds to go, first quarter. And Delhi will have the basketball on the left wing side. They look to go to Haight in the corner, but instead will go in for Josh Baxter. Baxter with the basketball, right side. He's a three-point specialist if he could find some room. Instead, a straightaway three there for Griswold is no good. Haight the rebound, lofts it up and in. Haight's got 12, and he's going off. He's got 12 of Delhi's 20 points. 10 seconds left. Delhi leads 20-4. Left side for Moravia. On the baseline, pull up for Sobacol. He's fouled. And looks like the foul's going to be on Hunter Sanford of Delhi. And so this will be Sobacol to the line with 4:06 to go. Good move by Sobacol to get into the interior and draw that contact, but he can't get the first shot to go. A.J. Oxtakalnis is going to come in. Haight to the bench for some protection here. We've seen Warren Kelly do this the last couple of games. We'll have to get a chance next time we chat with him just to say, hey, you protecting subs, extra rest, what's your strategy? Sobacol gets the second to go. So makes it 20-5 with 4:06 seconds to go. Delhi at half court. Preston Van Wee can't get it to go, and that'll do it. First quarter in the books, Delhi 20 and Moravia 5. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. With locations in Delhi, Margaretville, Davenport, Hobart, and our loan production office on the corner of Ford and Main Streets in Oneonta, DNBD meets all your financial needs. And make sure to visit our new loan office in Sydney, too. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Start of the second quarter here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi boys on top of Moravia, 20-5. Again, at halftime, during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, we will get you some out-of-town scores. A lot of games going on tonight. I know everybody's curious for scores. We'll also talk a little wrestling at halftime, as our local wrestlers have put six guys into tomorrow's semifinals. That's great. That'll be tomorrow morning up in Albany at the Times Union Center. Here is Moravia with the basketball going left to right. They're in the gray with the black and the Carolina blue trim. Delhi's in the white with the maroon trim here tonight. Moravia, three ball in the corner. It's good. Up and good from the left wing corner for Josh Cespedes. His first bucket of the night makes it 20-8. You can never count Moravia out of a game. I've seen it too many times where they've crawled out of a hole. So this game is a long way from being over. 7:25 to go, second quarter. It's 20-5. Bruce with the ball for DA. Finds Baxter, left side for three, no good. Lalash, a rebound, leans into it. Oh, can't get it to go down. Another rebound for Lalash. This time the kiss off the glass is good for Richie Lalash, and he's got five. Doing the work of a man down low. It's 22-8 with 7:05 to go in the second quarter. Chance of defense from the student section. Three ball for Moravia. Straight away, it's good. Moravia starting to find their rhythm as Gavin Staten puts that one home. Makes it 22-11. You had to wonder, when the bus legs wear off and this team starts playing, Moravia's going to have a chance. Delhi down low on the left wing side. Oxtakalnis puts it up. Lost control of it. Out of bounds. Back to the Blue Devils. And we're going to have a substitution. Haight's going to come back in for Josh Baxter. So the starting five will be on the floor here. Yeah, Oxtakalnis is going to come out. So the starting five back out for Delhi. Coach Kelly just chipping away a couple extra minutes there where guys stay out of foul trouble, get some extra rest. I like it. But the Bulldogs lead 22-11 with 6:40 to go in the second quarter. Moravia, a tough team, always with a tough schedule. You know they're not going to go away. Sovacool pump fakes on a three, takes it inside. Lalash with a block, but it's a foul. And Sovacool will be heading to the line with 6.5 to go in the second quarter. 22-11 the score. Delhi on top of visiting Moravia. Packed house here tonight. Not a seat left to be had. As first shot for Sovacool at the line is no good. But if you're Moravia, you're trying to climb back into this game, you're going to need every point you can get here from the foul line, that's for sure. Second shot for Sovacool is good. So Sovacool has four. That's a team high so far for the Blue Devils. Pretty balanced scoring on their side. 6:25 to go, second quarter. It's 22-12. Delhi on top of Moravia. Moravia the 7, Delhi the 2 here in the Section 4 Class C Boys Tournament. This is the second round. After this, these teams will go to SUNY Cortland for the semifinals. Left wing side here for DA. They'll work it for Ty Bruce. Bruce back to Griswold, left side, 10 on the shot clock. They try to go down low for Lalash on the baseline, up and under, blocked by Moravia. Delhi wanted a foul, they won't get it. Quickly in transition here for the Blue Devils. They'll zip one to the top of the key. They'll reverse it for Cespedes. And now it's taken away. Picked a pocket for Ty Bruce. Down the left side of the floor, up and in. Ty Bruce with 4 points. Good steal and a finish there. Makes it 24-12. Delhi on top of Moravia. 5.5 to go, second quarter. into the paint now for the Blue Devils. A three ball from the left side off the front of the rim. Silva cool skies for the rebound. Pump fakes, puts it up, hits the side of the backboard here. It's going to be a foul on the floor, I believe, on Lalash. Yeah, Lalash is going to pick up his second with 5:25 to go in the second quarter. Lalash is going to head to the bench, and he's been a big key for Delhi tonight. A.J. Oxtakalnis comes back in. He's going to have to play some key minutes here. Again, with 5:25 to go in the second quarter, it's 24-12. Moravia with the ball at the top of the key. Team foul situation is evened out now. Five apiece for Moravia and for Delhi. Blue Devils with the basketball. They find themselves down 24-12. Moravia continues to look for the three ball. Delhi trying to extend that defense. Now going to be a foul on Delhi in the paint here. Delhi's really pushing that defense up, kind of almost daring Moravia to take deep threes, like NBA range threes. But it's also allowing Moravia, if they can get to the interior, to have some good room in the paint. And they found some success there over the last couple of possessions, drawing some fouls. 5:05 to go in the second quarter. The Delhi boys leading Moravia 24-12 here tonight at Delaware Academy. And this is Cespedes into the paint, but a charge is taken there by Ty Bruce. And that's what you got to do if you're Delhi. You got to plant your feet. You got to take that hit, and that's the second one that Ty Bruce has taken tonight. So we come up on 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Nate Lowe with you tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream courtesy of SFCU. We're glad to have you along for this special game tonight. Delhi with the ball. They're in the white with the maroon trim going right to left. They go to Haight at the high post. Finds Oxtakalnis down low, and he finishes. What a dish. The dime there from Alex Haight, and it's 26-12. 4:45 to go in the second quarter. Moravia trying to answer. Left side of the floor now in front of the Delhi bench. They go back to Sovacool. Into the paint. Muscles it up off the glass. Too strong. Rebound for Delhi and Griswold. Griswold in transition. Numbers if he can hurry. Griswold tries to force it. Oxtakalnis was there to help. It's a game of hot potato. And Moravia will steal it away. Back up the floor for Staten. Staten on the baseline. Double teamed in the right wing corner. Dishes back out for Cespedes. Cespedes to the far side looking for Justin Pettit. Back to Sovacool for three, in and out. The rebound is tipped up, and Delhi will come away with it with Ty Bruce. Tracked it down into the corner, and here come the Bulldogs. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. 26-12 the score. Bounce pass to the far side. It's a kick there by Moravia as Staten stuck his leg out. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And again, at halftime, we'll talk a little wrestling. And we'll talk about some out-of-town scores as well. Timeout's going to be taken by Delhi. 4 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Delhi boys leading Moravia 26-12. I'm Nate Lull on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, Delhi with the basketball. They'll go to Ty Bruce in the backcourt. With 3:55 to go in the second quarter, it's 26-12. Delhi boys leading Moravia, second round of the Section 4 Class C boys basketball tournament. A steal now here by the Blue Devils. DA has really tried to force it to the inside sometimes. It's worked a whole bunch, but they've had a couple of steals by Moravia as well on that. Blue Devils trying to take advantage. A right side three for Gavin Staten won't go. Rebound for Haight. Haight quickly back up the floor for Delhi. And into the corner now. For Ty Bruce, left wing side for three for Bruce. Too strong. Haight with the rebound. No. I think they're going to say he pushed off. Yeah, Haight with the push off on the rebound with 3:23 to go in the second quarter. Early on, the calls were really favoring Delhi. Now Moravia has kind of caught up a little bit. And so our team foul situation, Delhi was 7 and Moravia was 6. So this is going to send Moravia to the line. And stepping in at the line here, let's see if we can see. Yes, going to be Justin Pettit. The numbers on the Moravia uniforms are extremely dark, so my apologies, folks. I'm talking the uniform is gray, a dark gray, and the numbers are like a navy blue or a black, so they are hard to see. But I did recognize that it is Pettit. I got those young eyes, folks. I'll take care of you tonight. Hey, there's the Nate Lull cheer from the student section. Appreciate that. As Pettit goes 2-for-2 at the line with 3:20 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-14. Delhi with the ball at midcourt. They go to the right side for Mike Griswold. I got a little bit more to talk about the student section at halftime as well. I'm wearing some goofy headgear tonight because of them. On the baseline here for Alex Haight. They're going to say he stepped out. Moravia's going to get it back. Hunter Stanford will come in. A.J. Oxtakalnis to the bench. Lalash is still on the bench. He's got those two fouls. I don't think we're going to see him for the rest of the second quarter. Warren Kelly's not going to gamble. He knows that Moravia is a four-quarter team. You've got to stay with them for four quarters. 2:55 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 26-14. Moravia with the ball. Here's Sovacool, and Haight's going to pick up another foul. That's two in a row on Haight. That's his third. And I think Haight's going to have to come to the bench now, I would think. Three for Haight. Yeah, Warren Kelly's going to send in Preston Van Wee. And so that's Lalash with two and Haight with three. That's a tough one there on Haight. And Sovacool will step to the line. And this one is too strong. Rebound is scooped up here by Griswold with an outlet pass to Ty Bruce. 26-14, Delhi on top of Moravia. The hot start has given Delhi a pretty good cushion. Aikens with a pull-up shot. Nails it on the left wing side from about 10 feet. And it's 28-14, Delhi. Moravia back down the floor with Staten. Staten will now work one back to Sovacool. Sovacool gets stuck, throws it left side. Pettit for three, buried it. Justin Pettit dials long distance. It's 28-17. Moravia won't go away. Half court now for Ty Bruce. Bruce in transition for Delhi, looking for a good possession. Bruce to the high post. It's stolen, now loose on the floor. Moravia takes it away. With 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Now look for Staten on the right wing side. Staten to the top of the key. Crossover, wants to take it off the glass. It won't go. Rebound here for Sanford and an outlet pass to Bruce. Good defense there by Delhi. 1:50 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-17. Delhi with a backdoor cut. They find Oxtakalnis off for Sanford. Out of bounds, back to Moravia. They'll say last touch by Sanford as he couldn't hold on to the hot potato. So a minute 45 to go, second quarter. Delhi leading 28-17, but the pace has slowed down a little bit. Pace has slowed down dramatically. Sovacool over the midcourt timeline. Dishes one off. Moravia with the ball. Traveling violation on Pettit as he got into the paint. Delhi's given Moravia a chance to get back in, but the Blue Devils have not taken full advantage of it. So Delhi with the ball in the backcourt. They go to Ty Bruce. Bruce to midcourt fighting Hunter Sanford. Sanford now to Logan Aikens. Aikens on the baseline. Takes it to the interior. Lost it. Tried to go up and was partially blocked there by Connor Funk. And an outlet pass here to Sovacool. Sovacool into the paint. Lost control of it again, but manages to hold on for Cespedes. Cespedes to Pettit, left side. Now back to the top of the key here for the Blue Devils. They'll dish one down low for Funk. Funk with a turnaround baby hook. No good. Sanford a rebound. And into the hands of Griswold with 1 minute to go in the second quarter. And Delhi leading 28-17. Now for Ty Bruce, left side. Moravia bringing a little bit more pressure defense as Bruce has it at the top of the key. Bruce looking for options. Will go right side. Bruce with a bounce pass to Van Wee. Skips one back across Griswold. Griswold tried to go to the interior. 10 on the shot clock. Finds Aikens. Aikens pull-up jumper too strong. Rebound Moravia. 35 seconds to go. Second quarter. Sovacool back up the floor. Across the Bulldogs logo. Looks over to head coach Corey Langtree. Getting the signal. Front of the Delhi bench now. Shot clock and game clock about 2 seconds different. And the game clock is at 20. Shot clock's at 18. Blue Devils working it around the perimeter. Sovacool still with the ball. Comes off a screen. Boy, he's just got Delhi defenders draped all over him, and Sanford will take it away. And now to Bruce with 8 seconds left. Bruce looks up at the clock, gets over the Bulldog logo, leans in for a three. Bruce can't get it to go, and that's going to do it here for the first half. The Delhi boys lead Moravia 28-17 as we head to the break. We'll be back with the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Morabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Morabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.
90 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our halftime report is brought to you by Morabito Energy Products. Remember, when you use your Morabito Rewards Plus card, you'll save instantly right at the pump. See for yourself at Morabito. For more details, call 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Before we get too far, our halftime score, 28-17. Delhi boys on top of Moravia. Scoring summary in the first half, first for Moravia. 5 points for Justin Pettit, 4 points for Deegan Sovacool, 3 points for Josh Cespedes, as well as 3 for Gavin Staten and 2 for Connor Funk. On the other side for Delhi, 12 for Alex Haight, 5 for Rich Lalash, 4 apiece for Ty Bruce and Logan Akins, 2 for A.J. Oxtakounis. Let's get some out-of-town scores, shall we, folks? Marathon boys, the top seed in Class D in Section 4, leads Margaretville 41-12 at the break. So Marathon showing that they are certainly a tough team. The Edmiston boys are ahead at the halftime, but not by much. Trying to go back and find my score there. 36-32 over Hunter Tannersville. So that's a great game in Class D. So that was one of our out-of-town scores, and the other one was South Courtright. Late in the second quarter, leading Davenport 24-15. So those are some of our Class D updates from out of town. Last check we had on Green and Groton. Green and Groton. Let's scroll down here. I'm just going through all my network of scores here. Green and Groton. Green is down 31-28 at the half to Groton. So, boy, that 12 seed, the Groton Indians, playing tough. So, said I wanted to talk a little bit about wrestling. We have 6 local wrestlers who have made it to the semifinals tomorrow. This is the state semifinals. Here they are. We have top seed at 113, Dante Geislinger. He makes it for Norwich. From Cooperstown, Milford, technically Section 3, but I still call him local, at 120 pounds, Avery Leonard. From Walton, Delhi, Cody Merwin at 126 pounds. From Sydney, ladies and gentlemen, 138, Zach Harrington. Congratulations to him. 170, another top seed, Mikey Squires from Norwich. And 285, Tyler Rice from Norwich. So that's the 6 that have made it from our local coverage area to the state semifinals tomorrow morning up in Albany, the Times Union Center. We'll be keeping an eye on that tomorrow as well. One note, Brody Alexak from BGAH, he's an Afton guy. At 145 pounds, he was the top seed. Hurt his elbow, I'm told maybe dislocated his elbow in the opening round today. He was way ahead, 10 seconds left. Dislocated elbow, he has to forfeit his first round match due to injury. You just feel for him because he's the top seed. He's worked his butt off, and I just feel bad because he's a great kid, great athlete. So we wish the best to Brody Alexak. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to go back later, see if he was able to return and wrestle, as crazy as that sounds. I don't know if he was able to do anything in wrestle backs today or if he's going to have a chance to do anything tomorrow, but I feel bad because pretty much you have to go undefeated to get to the semis. You can't lose when you get to states. That's what you got to do. So congratulations to those 6 guys. You feel for the other wrestlers who lost some of those matches today. Some were very, very close. They're still fighting to get on the podium, and that's a major goal for a lot of these guys, is to get on the podium. So check out WCDOsports.com. Follow me on Twitter. We're doing my best later and tomorrow to keep up with all the wrestling news. So I hope that's a good update for you folks. Again, our halftime score here, Delhi boys over Moravia, 28-17. I'm Nate Lull. We'll take a break. It's the Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. And we'll be back with the third quarter here on WCDO.
Planning a family vacation? How'd you like to have a little extra spending cash? Well, SFCU has you covered. Simply visit an SFCU branch near you and fill out a Skip a Payment request form to skip your SFCU consumer loan or MasterCard payment. Maybe it would be more convenient to skip a payment in the summer or the fall or next holiday season. No problem. SFCU will let you choose what month you'd like to skip a payment when it's most convenient for you.
Bainbridge and Unadilla.
Welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 28-17, our score as we get set to start the third quarter here between Delhi and Moravia. Delhi with the basketball going left to right. This will be Ty Bruce with the ball. We'll try to keep you updated on those out-of-town scores as much as we can. We know that everybody loves scores this time of the year. Pull-up jumper for Griswold is good to start the third quarter here. So a long two there for Mike Griswold as Delhi now going left to right. A three back the other way from Moravia. It's an air ball. Ball out of bounds. No, it's going to be saved here by Delhi. Bulldogs looking to run. They lead 30-17 with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Bruce gets into the paint. A lot of contact. He's fouled. And I believe we'll go to the line here. So Bruce will step in. No, let's see. What did they call here? I think they were just saying that there was no contact. The ball went. No, they did say it was on the floor. I was going to say, if they didn't call a foul there, it looked like a football play. So the foul was on Moravia. And we'll see who they put that up on the board as. Shot here for Rich Lalash underneath. Up and good. Lalash now with 7 points. That foul on Moravia went to Ryan Robbins. His first, team's first. So Lalash is playing with two fouls. Alex Haight with three. They're going to have to be careful here for Delhi. Now we're going to have a foul on the Bulldogs. This one's going to be on Griswold. With 7:05 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi 32, Moravia 17. And so the Blue Devils will look to get it in. It's tapped out of bounds by Ty Bruce. He was diving for that ball and did a good job just to knock it out of there. 7:05 to go, third quarter. 32-17 the score. How are you? Somebody yelling to me in the crowd, so I had to give him a little tap on the shoulder there and say hello. Moravia with the ball with Sovacool. Sovacool to the left wing side is going to dish one off here into the paint. And a nice take by Cespedes to the rack, and he gets it to go. He has 5 points, and it's 32-19. Cespedes making that one look easy. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Here is Ty Bruce across the midcourt timeline. Bruce left side. Passes one down low for Rich Lalash. It's going to be a foul on Lalash. He was trying to seal off to get that ball. It's going to be his third. Wow, that's a tough one there on Lalash. So now Lalash with three. And you also have Alex Haight with three fouls. 6:20 to go here, third quarter. Bulldogs 32, Blue Devils 19. Moravia trying to fight their way back into this game. They go to the left side now. Picked up here by Pettit. Now to Sovacool. 10 on the shot clock. Back off to Cespedes. Takes it to the rim. Won't go. Lalash a rebound. And an outlet pass. Back up the floor for Ty Bruce. Bruce zips one across for Alex Haight. Haight to Lalash. Takes it inside. Gets it to go. Lalash now with 9. And Delhi leads 34-19. Back up the floor. Long 3 here for Moravia for Staten. Won't go. Out of bounds. Back to DA. And so with 5:45 to go in this third quarter, it'll be Delhi 34, Moravia 19. Bulldogs trying to protect this lead. They came right out of the gate. They were really firing hard. Built up this nice lead. Moravia made a little bit of a comeback, but they were able to kind of withhold and withstand that from Moravia. And now they're lighting it up here once again. Here's Logan Akins with a bucket. He has 6. Makes it 36-19. 5:20 to go in the third quarter. And Moravia with the basketball once again going right to left. Again, Moravia's in the gray with the black trim, the Carolina blue trim. Delhi is in the white with the maroon trim. A steal by the Bulldogs. Here's Alex Haight trying to go coast to coast. Lays it up over the top of the rim and in. Haight's got 14. Moravia's going to take a timeout. 5:06 to go in the third. It's Delhi 38, Moravia 19. It's all Bulldogs right here in the third. We'll be back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Have you enjoyed a tasty meal at Bob's Diner in Bainbridge lately? Bob's is open 7 days a week and features daily and blue plate specials, awesome homemade soups, and Bob's popular chili available every day. Check out Bob's Build Your Own Burger menu, along with homemade desserts like pies, cakes, muffins, and more. And seniors age 65, you receive a 10% discount on breakfast, lunch, and dinner entrees all week long. Only at Bob's Diner, the home of the bottomless cup of coffee on North Main Street in Bainbridge.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:05 to go in the third quarter, 38-19. Delhi boys on top of Moravia. Second round of the Section 4 Class C boys basketball tournament. Moravia with the ball in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it up. And across the midcourt timeline, here for Gavin Staten. Staten to the left side finds Cespedes. Cespedes with the ball. Now we'll work one back here to Staten. Staten straight away. We'll give it back to Cespedes. 20 on the shot clock. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Moravia trying to push it to the outside. They're looking for that three ball. Now they'll work it inside with Sovacool. A little up and under. A great bucket there from Deegan Sovacool. And he has 6 points. Makes it 38-21. Delhi with time on their side. Trying to work a little clock here as they go left side. Here for Mike Griswold. Griswold back off the glass, and good for Logan Akins, and he has 8. Great ball movement there by the Bulldogs, and they're making it look easy. Have built this up to a 19-point lead. Delhi 40, Moravia 21. Straightaway 3 is no good there for Ryan Robbins, and a rebound for Lalash. Out to Bruce on the right side. Bruce will now go back to Griswold, who's played some big minutes here tonight. Griswold through traffic, and he traveled. Ball back to Moravia with exactly 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're going to have 2 games tomorrow. At 2 o'clock, we'll be doing the Unitego girls game hosting Oxford. And at 6 o'clock, we'll have the Franklin girls hosting Marathon. So it'll be 2 games tomorrow on WCDO. So mark the calendar. And a good one still in progress here tonight between Delhi and Moravia with 3:45 to go in the third. Down low for the Blue Devils. Turnaround baby hook is off the mark and no good for Connor Funk. And a rebound here for Delhi. Lalash with another one. Brings it up the floor now for Logan Akins. Akins back to Mike Griswold. Now to Ty Bruce. Bruce on the right side of the floor. Delhi going left to right. 3:20 to go in the third, and it's 40-21. Now for Alex Haight, right side corner for 3, in and out. Rebound, Lalash puts it up, knocked out of bounds. No foul, but it will stay with DA. So again, 3:17 to go here, third quarter. Delhi with the ball on the baseline. They'll find Ty Bruce, left side. Bruce is going to take it back out. Fresh shot clock to work with. They go inside for Haight. Turnaround jumper, good for Haight. Haight has 16. And he only had 12 in the first quarter, none in the second quarter, and so far, 4 here in the third. 3 minutes to go, third quarter. Moravia working it around the top of the world here. They go left side, three-point line extended. Now back to Sovacool, into the paint, and they're going to be a foul here on Delhi, on Mike Griswold for a bump. Sovacool was getting into the paint, and they say they went hip-to-hip, and it was too much body. With 2:50 to go in the third quarter, it's Delhi leading 42-21. Team foul situation, 3 for Delhi, 1 for Moravia. So Moravia with the ball. They'll work one down low. The kiss off the glass, no good for Funk. Guess who got the rebound? Sovacool. He's been everywhere tonight for the Blue Devils. On the baseline, Sovacool will pull it back out. Through the hands there of his guard, Justin Pettit, chases it into the backcourt. We'll have an over and back. And we'll go to Delhi with 2:35 to go in the third. And so Delhi will have the ball at midcourt. They'll look to get it in. They find Ty Bruce. Bruce on the left side. Back to Griswold. Thought about a three. Instead goes to the high post for Akins. Back out. Griswold. Three. In and out. Kind of a knuckleball that hit the side of the rim. And a rebound here for Moravia. Silva Cool across the midcourt timeline. 2:20 to go in the third. Silva Cool down low. Tried to dish one back out. Taken away here by Delhi. Now to Bruce. Delhi leading 42-21. Bruce across the midcourt timeline. Finds Griswold. Now back to Bruce. Delhi willing to take their time. Passing it around with the guards at the top of the key. Delhi in full control at the moment. They'll pass it to the interior. Now back out for Haight for three. Good. Haight is just feeling it right now, and he's got 19. Minute 50 to go here in the third. It's 45-21. Pull-up jumper here for Moravia is in and out for Gavin Staten. And a rebound for D.A. Back up the floor for Ty Bruce. Bruce over the midcourt timeline. Flips one back, and we'll look for Mike Griswold. Griswold back to Bruce. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Delhi in full control, 45-21. 15 on the shot clock. Now to Bruce, wants a deep three there off the back of the rim. Long rebound goes to Griswold. Into the paint, Griswold up and under, and he's fouled, and he's going to be going to the line, shooting two. With a minute 15 to go in the third. So 45-21 the score. Griswold to the line. Griswold playing in place of Luke Brannigan tonight, who we're told is okay, just healing up from some injuries. And so to the line is Griswold. First foul shot, no good. Second one coming. Delhi going to the bench. Lalash is going to come out. Haight will come out. Good move to protect them as they both have three fouls. Josh Baxter in as well as A.J. Oxtakalnis for the Bulldogs. And second shot coming here for Griswold at the line. Griswold steps in. This one, good. Griswold now with 3 points. Timeout taken by Delhi. A minute 15 to go in the third. It's 46-21. Delhi boys on top of Moravia. We'll be back on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Due to the overwhelming response to our customer appreciation $55 an hour service labor rate, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has extended it through April 30th. Have your vehicle serviced at Butler Auto Sales today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Law with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream brought to you by SFCU. If you're here at the game, maybe you're looking up. I probably look a little ridiculous right now. The Delhi guys got me what's called a do-rag, folks. Basically a bandana. They asked if I would wear it tonight during the game. Some of the kids in the student section are wearing it. I guess the guys wore them in school all day today. So I've gotten some puzzling looks up here in Nate's Nest, as they have grown to call it up here. I'm up on a little platform kind of above the crowd, and they made me a nice sign tonight. It says Nate's Nest. So got to love that. Minute to go here in the third. It's 46-21. And they'll work it inside. Little turnaround shot here for Funk is blocked, and Delhi will come away with it. Delhi looking to get a ticket to the sectional semifinals at SUNY Cortland next week. They lead 46-21, 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Thanks for joining us tonight here on WCDO. Here's Ty Bruce with the basketball. Into the paint, tries to dish one off for Oxtakalnis, lost it. Moravia will take it away. And here is Josh Cespedes. Cespedes back to Silva Cool over the midcourt timeline. Silva Cool will dish one off and leaves it for Justin Pettit. Pettit back to Staten. Staten in the paint, hanging jumper. He's fouled, couldn't get it to go. And heading to the line will be Gavin Staten. Only 3 points tonight. He's got a lot of good looks. They just haven't gone down. So we'll see if we can get him going here. Gavin Staten to the line. And the first shot is up and no good. Actually, yes, it is good. Sorry for Gavin Staten. Second shot coming for Staten. Off the front of the rim, no good. Funk with the rebound, puts it up and in. Funk gets it to go, and it's 46-24. 15 seconds to go here, third quarter. Delhi in the backcourt. They'll look to bring it up the right wing side. Here's Griswold with the basketball. Griswold slips, but holds onto the ball. Stuck, gives it back to Bruce. 3 seconds left. I don't think Bruce knows how much time is left. Yes, he does. He's going to fire a three at the buzzer. No good. 46-24, fourth quarter coming up. Delhi boys on top of Moravia. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Patriot Masonry of Otigo is a proud sponsor of high school sports on WCDO. Patriot Masonry can handle any job, big or small, commercial, industrial, or residential, and they're your local stamped concrete specialist. Beautiful indoor or outdoor fireplaces, patios, brickwork, stairs, floors, or countertops. They can do it all. Call 287-0709. That's 287-0709. Or visit online at patriotmasonry.net. That's patriotmasonry.net. Patriot Masonry. Call 287-0709.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. I'm trying to keep an eye on all these scores as they come in. Some interesting ones here so far tonight, folks. Hunter Tannersville boys are ahead of Edmiston as they start the fourth quarter over there in Edmiston, 51-49. So the sixth seed Wildcats trying to maybe knock off Edmiston, the three seed in Class D. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll keep an eye on that Green game as well. We'll have everything tonight on Twitter at WCDOsports.com. Fourth quarter here. Moravia with the basketball. They go to the right wing corner now for Sovacool. Takes it down low. The shot is good. Rolled around the rim and put it in for D. Got eight. And it's 46-26. Delhi on top of Moravia. Winner will go to the sectional semifinals. Haight gets tripped up by Sovacool on the right side of the floor. Going to be a foul on the Blue Devils. Team foul situation. Four on Delhi. That's three on Moravia. And so Delhi will look to get it in. They go to Haight. It's knocked out of bounds by Sovacool. Good matchup with Sovacool guarding Haight here in the fourth quarter. And so Delhi will have the ball. They'll go to Ty Bruce in the backcourt. Bruce on the Bulldogs logo at mid-floor. Holding on to it here. Moravia has switched up defense a little bit, going man-to-man. Delhi is going to set it up, run their play. They go left side now for Ty Bruce. Bruce will go to Griswold. Good pump fake there. Wants to take it to the rim. Can't get it to go. Ball loose. And somehow Griswold saves it to Haight. Pumps it up. Won't go. Rebound Moravia. Back up the floor for Staten, who grabbed the rebound. Tries to take it in. Going to be a block here on Ty Bruce. He wanted that third charge of the night. He's not going to get it. And this will be Gavin Staten to the line for the Moravia Blue Devils. Fans not happy. Ty Bruce was able to draw two charges earlier. Didn't get the luck on this one. First shot for Staten at the line is no good. And another shot coming here for Gavin Staten. Staten steps in, rolls it in. So Staten has five. Makes it 46-27. Still 7 minutes to go in this ball game. Here's Alex Haight in the backcourt. Will work one. Now to Griswold. Griswold to the left side, back for Haight. Haight will float one back across for Griswold. Splits two defenders and a traveling violation here on Griswold. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi leading 46-27. I'm Nate Lull. Thanks for joining me here tonight on WCDO. Delhi's going to take a timeout. Again, 6:45 to go in the fourth. It's Delhi boys leading Moravia here. Second round of sectionals, 46-27. We'll be back on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road. in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
6:45 to go, fourth quarter. And it's 46-27. The Delhi boys on top of Moravia, trying to put the icing on the cake here in the fourth quarter. Moravia with the basketball. They go to Gavin Staten. Staten left side will leave one for Cespedes. Cespedes, a pass off to Pettit, and it's good for three. Pettit's got 8 points, and it's 46-30. Blue Devils will not quit. Delhi back across the midcourt timeline. Griswold is fouled by Sovacool on the baseline. And this will be the fourth team foul against Moravia with 6:25 to go, fourth quarter. And the third personal on Sovacool. Team foul situation, Delhi 5, Moravia with 4. Griswold will be doing the inbounding duties. Lofts one up for Akins. Left side now for Alex Hayne, who has a game-high 19 points for D.A. D.A. setting up on offense here. Moravia's gone man-to-man to try to make things a little more difficult. They go to Bruce, slashing through the paint. It was taken away. And now Moravia quickly in transition. They'll look to take it up off the glass. It's good here for Gavin Staten. He's got 7. He's going to the line looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. It's 46-32. Look out, folks. 6:05 to go. And this will be Staten to the line. So you have Sovacool with 8, Pettit with 8, and now Staten with 7. So Staten will step in, trying to bring Moravia a little bit closer. This one is good. Staten with 8. What did we say? You got to play a full 4 quarters against a team like Moravia. They're going to keep coming at you. Bruce down the floor. They come across for Hayne. Down low for Lalash. Lalash off the glass and good. And Lalash has 11. And it makes it 48-33. 5:50 to go in the fourth quarter. Moravia with the basketball. They go to Staten on the right side. He wants to take it to the rim, and he's fouled again. So Staten's going to go to the line. So he's doing a good job of just getting to the interior and drawing some contact here. Foul's going to be on Griswold, team 7th, his 4th. Staten to the line. It's good. So Staten has really come alive over the last couple of minutes. He's got 9 points. 48-34 with 5:37 to go here in the fourth quarter. Make it 48-35. And Staten now has 10. And Delhi's in the backcourt. Coming across the midcourt timeline, here's Hayne. Hayne into the paint, down low. It's blocked, but it goes to Lalash, who puts it up and in. Count the bucket. Lalash is pumped up. He's going to the line. He's got 13. Richie Lalash. Wow. That shot was blocked. It went to Lalash. He was able to put it up off the glass and score. So what turned into a nice defensive play there for Moravia turns into good offense for Delhi, giving them a 50-35 advantage. Make it 51-35. Lalash with 14. 5:25 to go in the fourth quarter. Moravia, can they throw another punch? Can they get back into this game? Here's Pettit. Pettit into the paint. Lost it to Lalash. It's loose on the floor. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it here. We're going to have a foul on Moravia, I believe, as they were wrestling for that ball. Heard some of the Morley family might be listening in down in Georgia tonight on WCDOsports.com. I'm told to wish certain members of the family a happy anniversary. So if you're listening on WCDOsports.com, we certainly appreciate you listening in. Morley's always good to us here in Delhi, and now listening tonight down in Georgia. Here is Alex Hayne with the ball. Works one down low for Lalash off the glass. No, call a charge on Lalash. That's going to be 4 on Lalash. The Moravia fans, I'm laughing because they kind of given it back to him here. He was really celebrating after that last three-point play, and now they're chewing on him a little bit here. Ah, you love the rivalry. 5 minutes to go. Fourth quarter, it's 51-35. Can Moravia get back in? Delhi's on top here. Second round of the Class C sectional tournament. Back to the right side. Blue Devils for 3. It's good. A 3 ball there from Pettit, and he's got 11. It's 51-38. Can Delhi withstand the storm? Bruce, ahead here for Haight, wants to take it to the rim. Going to be a foul on Moravia. Trying to take the charge there at the bottom of the pile was Connor Funk. And Haight's going to have a chance to go to the line to shoot two. With 4:35 to go here in the fourth quarter, it's 51-38. Moravia head coach Corey Langtree pleading his case on the far side. It's been tough tonight because there's a lot of physical plays, and they've called some blocks and they've called some charges. As Haight gets the first one to go. It really depends on the angle. Honestly, folks, the refs have the best angle. The officials have the best angle down there. They can tell a lot better than me up here or anybody in the crowd, and I'm serious when I say that. Haight's going to step in. Second shot good. Haight has 21, making it 53-38 with 4.5 to go. Probably seems like a long 4.5 for Delhi. They're saying, get us the victory. Moravia with the ball. A three to the right side. In and out. Rebound for Funk off the glass. That won't go. LaLasha rebound. And let's see. Are they going to say LaLash? Now it's going to be a foul down low. It's going to be on Delhi for a push, I believe. Yeah, that's going to be on Mike Griswold, his fifth. Team's ninth. So who are they going to go with? They're going to go with Preston Van Wee. This is tough because Moravia is bringing pressure, and you need your good guards. Akins and Bruce are going to have to be huge. Griswold, the senior, fouls out. He's played great here tonight with no Brannigan. So it's really going to leave the guard duties up here to Haight as well as Akins and Bruce. The big guys are going to be Van Wee and LaLosh. First shot from the line is good for Gavin Staten. He has 11. Making it 53-39 with 4:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Back to the line again will be Staten. And this shot is up and good here for Staten. He has 12. 53-40 the score. Delhi boys on top. A kick now by Moravia in the backcourt. They're bringing all the pressure they can bring. And this is where the Delhi guards will really be tested. With 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter, they lead by 13. It's a comfortable lead, but not all that comfortable when you're playing Moravia. We know their history. Here's Haight in the backcourt. Haight stutter steps, gets across midcourt, floats one to Akins. Akins into the paint, now off for LaLosh. He finishes. Great dish there from Akins. LaLosh has 16, and it's 55-40. Delhi's had an answer every time Moravia's thrown a punch. 3:55 to go in the fourth. Pass down low. Taking it to the rack there is Gavin Staten. He's got 14. He has really come alive here in the second half. I know I've said that a couple of times, but been impressed with his game. 3:45 to go. Delhi leads 55-42. Here is Haight at the foul line. Works one back out. And now to Bruce. Bruce barking out the signals. Goes left side here for Akins. And a reach-in foul here on Moravia and Ryan Robbins. And this is costly because it's going to send Akins to the line. Robbins was chatting a little bit after that, having some words there with Alex Haight. Robbins is going to come out of the game with his third foul. Here's our team foul situation. Delhi with 9 and Moravia with 8. So we're going to be seeing a lot of shooting the rest of the way with 3:30 to go. And so stepping in will be Akins. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Cespedes. And an outlet pass ahead here for Moravia and to Gavin Staten, who takes it coast to coast. He's got 16, puts it in. It's 55-44 with 3:15 to go in the third. Kudos to Moravia. They're fighting hard. And now a steal by Moravia. Here's Cespedes at midcourt. Takes it in off the glass and good. Cespedes has got 7. It's 55-46. Timeout Delhi with 3:05 to go. Moravia won't quit. We'll be back fourth quarter here on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
3:05 to go, fourth quarter. Delhi boys leading 55-46, but Moravia is coming back. Delhi was up as many as 20, and now it's down to 55-46. A timeout there by Delhi to try to recollect and try to just compose themselves here. Here is Ty Bruce up at midcourt. Pressure coming from Moravia. Now they try to go to the high post for Haight. They threw it away. Moravia with the ball. Back down the floor on the left side. Here is Staten. Staten back over. Three to the right side for Pettit. In and out. Rebound for Akins and a foul, I believe, on Moravia. With 2:35 to go. Yeah, that's a foul on Moravia. It's going to be on Staten. So both teams with 9 fouls apiece. Third personal on Staten. Going to send Logan Akins to the line. And Delhi just trying to put the icing on the cake here. But Moravia continues to fight. Boy, the gym is super quiet as Akins' first shot. No good. Rebound here for Moravia. They still have life. There's still some time left here with 2.5 to go. Left side now for Moravia. Blue Devils have it with Staten. Now off for Sovacool. Sovacool back out for Staten for a three. In and out. It was halfway down. Rebound, Sovacool. Went into the lane of the trees and grabbed it. Moravia keeping his possession alive. They got a fresh shot clock to work with. Cespedes for three. Left it short. Gets his own rebound. Back out. Pettit straight away three. That won't go down. Ball tipped around. We're going to have a foul down low with 2:05 to go here in the fourth. Foul's going to be on Ty Bruce. Fans can't believe it. A lot of jockeying for position down there with 2:05 to go. Delhi leading at 55-46. And this is going to send Connor Funk to the line for Moravia. So Funk is going to shoot two. It's the 10th foul on Delhi as a team, third on Bruce. And Funk gets the shot to go. Brannigan is going to check into the ball game here. Van Wee is going to come out. I think Warren Kelly is saying, look, Luke, we were going to try to keep you out tonight. I know you have an injury, trying to get you healthy, but we need you for the last 2 minutes of this ball game. So he's ice cold off the bench. Let's see how it goes. 55-47 the score. Second shot for Funk is good. He's got six. And so Moravia going to the bench. Funk comes out, and Tyler Moses will come in. 55-48 the score. Here is Haight in the backcourt. And now back to Brannigan. Brannigan again, fresh into the game. Picks up his dribble in a tough spot. Goes to Haight left side across the midcourt timeline, and a foul here on Sovacool with a 1:55 to go, fourth quarter. Sends Haight to the line. Delhi still in control, leading 55-48, but things are certainly more comfortable than you would want if you're a Delhi fan. Kudos to Moravia, though, fighting to the very end. So here is Haight to the line. He's got a game-high 21. So Haight will step in, first shot, no good. Foul shots have been tough to come by down the stretch here for Delhi. Josh Baxter into the game now, and Akins is going to come out. So Warren Kelly continuing to use his bench here. And so Haight will have his second shot at the line. Even if he can get one here, this would be big for Delhi. Haight's second shot, in and out. LaLasha rebound, muscles it up. That won't go. Haight tips it in. Haight's got 23, and it's 57-48. What a rebound tip there. And now ball loose on the floor, and Delhi will steal it away from Staten. Here's Bruce in the backcourt. Ahead now for Haight. Haight splits a double team. Back to Bruce. 1:35 to go. Delhi ahead 57-48. And now a foul as Brannigan had the ball. He was kind of standing out in no man's land. Moravia had no other choice but the foul. Oh, my goodness, folks. Hunter Tannersville boys are up 61-60 over Edmiston with about 30 seconds left. Incredible. That is wild there in Class D. Brannigan's first shot from the line is good. So Hunter Tannersville trying to go into Edmiston and knock them off. That would be quite a victory for the Wildcats if they could pull it off. Brannigan's second shot won't go. 58-48. 90 seconds to go here. And Sobukul is going to take it to the rim, and he's fouled by Lalash. They both went down hard with 1:24 to go here. Warren Kelly walking out onto the floor, wants to make sure Lalash is okay. Let's hope he's all right. He's rolling around on the floor here. Slow to get up. 58-48 to score. Lalash looks like he's going to be okay. Being helped up here. Might have been just the stinger. Delhi needs him. So Lalash coming over to the bench. We'll hope that he's all right. Limping off, kind of favoring his left leg here. So both teams trying to use this almost as a timeout, and the referees say, nope, let's go. Let's get back out on the floor. We got to finish things up here. So a minute 25 to go. Fourth quarter, it's 58-48. And there was a foul on that play. Okay, that was going to be Lalash's fifth, so he was going to have to come off anyways. And so to the line will be Deegan Sobukul with 8 points. First foul shot, no good. Moravia has struggled from the line as well here tonight. And so now they're going to take Staten out of the game. Interesting move here for Moravia. Second shot for Sobukul, in and out. Rebound to Brannigan. Brannigan is immediately fouled. And we'll take the long walk down to the other end of the floor here so Luke Brannigan can take some more foul shots. Trying to keep an eye on some of those other scores. Boy, Hunter Tannersville, the 6 seed, Edmiston, the 3 seed. That would be a big-time win for Hunter Tannersville in the D bracket. A lot of people, I think, were assuming that maybe we would see an Edmiston and South Courtright boys semifinal next week. Brannigan, first shot to the line is good. Brannigan gets it to go, and yes, Hunter Tannersville, 63-60, has upset Edmiston. So a big win there for Hunter Tannersville on the road. Second shot here for Brannigan, good. Brannigan has 3, and it's 60-48 with 1:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Right side of the floor now for Moravia. Straight away. A long 3 is up and good for Cespedes, and he has 10. Timeout's going to be taken by Moravia. With a minute 13 to go here, fourth quarter, Delhi 60, Moravia 51. We'll be back on WCDO.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. For the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters and roof rakes, and even hand warmers for you hunters and skiers. And it's never too cold to paint inside. Check out our quality Valspar paint selection in every color you could imagine. Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home, close to home.
Cold winter weather, tough vehicle starts, difficult driving conditions. Stop at Sydney Tire, your family vehicle safety center. They can evaluate your tires and antifreeze level. The experienced staff at Sydney Tire can help you to maintain your vehicle in top condition through the cold winter months. So stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
1:11 left here, fourth quarter. Delhi boys leading Moravia 60-51. I'm Nate Lull here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Delhi to the line now with Luke Brannigan. Right out of that timeout, he was fouled and will head to the line. So Brannigan's first shot good. Brannigan with 4. Boy, for somebody who was ice cold, you know, hadn't played. They were trying to keep him out here tonight for trying to get him healthy. He's come in. He's played the last 2 minutes of this game, and he's played some big minutes. Second shot, Brannigan off the back of the rim and no good. And Moravia with a rebound. So Delhi leads 61-51 with 1:05 to go. Pull-up jumper here for Solvacool. In and out, rebound for Hunter Sanford, and he's fouled. And another long walk down the floor here for Delhi to shoot some foul shots. Again, with 1:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. Here is Sanford. No points so far tonight, but he's played some big minutes. Let's hope that Rich Lalash is okay. He's got his shoe off over on the far side. No ice or anything yet, just kind of stretching things out. Appears to be okay. As Delhi trying to stamp their ticket to the sectional semifinals. Sanford, first shot, good. 62-51 with 1:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sanford steps in, second shot, good. Makes it 63-51 with a minute to go. Moravia is going to have to chuck from three now. The first one is good. They hit it with Justin Pettit. He has 14. So it's 63-54. Moravia will not quit with 55 seconds to go. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll step away for 30 seconds on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. 55 seconds to go, fourth quarter, 63-54. The Delhi boys on top of Moravia trying to hang on here for this victory. Looks like we have another out-of-town score here to pass along. Newfield trailed Kander throughout the first half, but went on a 17-2 run in the mid-third quarter. And Newfield leads Kander 59-45 with 2 minutes left in that ball game. So it could be Newfield and Delhi. That would be the semifinal matchup. That would be on March 3rd at SUNY Cortland. Here is Delhi across the midcourt timeline. Haight is fouled by Connor Funk with 50 seconds to go, and it's 63-54. And so Haight will head to the line. And so the Edmiston boys fall to Hunter Tannersville. My phone is just blowing up. That is surprising a lot of people around the area. So pretty incredible victory there tonight for the Hunter Tannersville Wildcats over Edmiston, a team who's the Tri-Valley champions. Haight's first shot at the line is good. He has 24. Yeah, Edmiston made it to the sectional finals a year ago. But falling here tonight to Hunter Tannersville. You never know in sectionals. That's the thing. Haight, second shot. Good. He has 25. And it's 65-54 with 50 seconds to go. Moravia is going to have to continue to try to shoot threes. They step back for another shot. It's no good. Sanford with the rebound, and he is fouled with 41 seconds left. And Sanford will get to walk down the floor to take some two foul shots. And so Sanford will shoot two. Delhi girls have been in the student section tonight helping out. Hopefully they'll get home and get some rest tonight as they'll be on the road tomorrow at Union Springs in the second round of the Class C girls tournament. We'll be doing two girls games tomorrow. The 11-seed Oxford Blackhawks at 3-seed Unitego. That game's at 2 o'clock. Sanford's first foul shot here is good. So we're doing that game at 2, and then at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, we'll do the Franklin girls, who are the 3-seed in Class D, against 6-seed Marathon. That game is at 6 o'clock. Sanford's second shot here, no good. 66-54. Moravia back down the floor. Three-pointer on the right side, no good. Haight with a rebound. Haight's going to dribble out of it and is fouled with 31 seconds left. And now Haight will get to shoot some foul shots. This could be a very long last 30 seconds. It's already been a very long last minute of this ball game. And it's 66-54. And so a tough one here tonight for Moravia. Fought tooth and nail to get back in this ball game. We do have word that the Green boys have won as Haight makes his first shot. He's got 26. Green wins 61-50 over Groton. And so Green will be going to the semifinals as well. And Haight gets the second to go. He's got 27. And now back up the floor here for Moravia. They're going to have to try another three from straight away. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound back out Cespedes. His three ball is way too strong. Rebound for Bruce with 20 seconds left. Moravia's going to call off the dogs here, it looks like. Bruce with 15 gets across midcourt timeline. And the Delhi boys are going to walk away with a 68-54 victory over Moravia. Moravia made it interesting. Kudos to them. But Delhi is going to the semis. We'll be back with the postgame show. 68-54 final on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
When it comes to checking accounts, don't let free gifts mask big fees. At NBT Bank, we know better banking starts with better checking. Say yes to great service, mobile banking, and no monthly fees. Plus, you can feel good knowing NBT is top-rated in customer satisfaction. Stop by your local NBT branch today to open an NBT checking account or open one online at nbtbank.com/checking. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back one last time here to Delaware Academy. Our final score tonight, the Delhi boys defeat Moravia 68-54. Delhi moves on to the Section 4 Class C boys basketball semifinals. Here's our scoring summary. First for Delhi, 27 points for Alex Haight. Incredible performance tonight for Alex. 16 for Rich Lalash, 8 for Logan Akins, 4 apiece for Ty Bruce, Luke Brannigan, who came in and only played the last 2 minutes, so kudos to Brannigan. 3 for Mike Griswold, 2 for A.J. Oxtakalmis. Other side for Moravia, 16, that's a team high for Gavin Staten, 14 for Justin Pettit, 10 for Josh Cespedes, 8 for Deegan Sovacool, and 6 for Connor Funk. So nice balanced scoring for Moravia. Get into our three awards here tonight. When we do a game between a team we normally cover and a team from out of the area, we like to give all three awards to our hometown team. No disrespect to Moravia, but just in the easiness of handing out trophies later in the year, we will keep all three awards with Delhi tonight. First up, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, brought to you by NBT Bank, supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. We'll give that to Alex Haight tonight. 27 points. He was outstanding. Had 12 points in the first quarter alone. He was really, really good. Next up, the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by Morabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Morabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. I'd like to give that tonight to Logan Akins from Delaware Academy. Scrappy defense, 8 points, a lot of steals. Just did a little bit of everything. We'll give Logan Akins the Morabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We will give that tonight to Rich Lalash. 16 points, was a beast on the boards, just did a little bit of everything. So we'll give Rich Lalash our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. So that's going to do it. Again, Delhi Boys, the 2-seed, defeating 7-seed Moravia 68-54 to move on to the sectional semifinals. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. We'll give you our whole schedule next week of where we're going to be, what games we'll be covering on the radio. And for all the final scores tonight, check out WCDOsports.com or check out my Twitter page as well. Going to have all the scores from Class B, Class C, and Class D here for tonight's games. Again, our final score, Delhi Boys win 68-54 over Moravia. Big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. He's our in-game producer. I'm Nate Lull. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Two girls games, 2 and 6 o'clock tomorrow. Unitego girls at 6 against Oxford. Franklin girls against Marathon at 6. So, excuse me, Unitego at 2, Franklin at 6. Tune in for those. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow on WCDO Sports.